The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello, this is The Property Pod. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this MoneyWeb podcast show, we chat to leading executives and developers in South Africa's property sector. On this latest episode, we are joined by Jason McCormick, CEO of JSE-listed Exemplar Retail, which is a market-leading developer, owner, and manager of township and rural shopping centers across South Africa. It effectively came out of the McCormick Property Development Group stable, and as a listed fund, Exemplar currently has a portfolio of around 23 assets valued at over 7 billion rand. We're talking township and rural retail again on the podcast, which still seems to be flavor of the month in the commercial property space at the moment in South Africa. If you just look at the likes of Exemplar's results recently, in addition to other players that operate in this space, such as Vukile and Delta. Welcome to the Property Pod, Jason.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Township and rural retail is still thriving in the country, and Exemplar is benefiting from this. Obviously, you've been in the game for much longer than Exemplar has been listed, but the latest results are quite strong. What would you say is behind the success of the sector, of the market?
Certainly, I think you mentioned that township and rural seems to be the flavor of the month, and it seems to be thriving at the moment. It's the only landscape that I've ever known. We've been doing this for 40 years. For us, it's kind of just business as usual. I think people are saying it's thriving relative to, more urbanized retail development or resi or commercial or whatever else it is. So it's obviously relative to how other subsectors are doing. For us, as I say, it's business as usual. Yes, sure, we've, proven to be a bit more resilient, but, we've been doing this for 40 years, and I think that's our differentiating factor, is our ability to put together a business that is good at what we do in terms of focusing on this specific niche. It's all we've ever done, and with that level of specialization, I think it's our understanding of the market that's really, played a big part in the results we've just posted. As much as it is that the township and rural is a lot more buoyant, there's no doubt there is a lot more happening that isn't getting captured by the statistician general and a lot of the economists, because there is this informal market that is cash driven, and we are actually, we're operating on the sides of that. So there is a lot of truth to be said that it is doing well. But as I say, it's all I've ever known. So, comparing it, it is just business as usual for us.
Jason, do you want to highlight some of the key stats out of your results? Because it seems to be one of the sector-topping performances.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I haven't looked at how anyone else has really done. We've been too focused on, obviously last year was a bad one for us in terms of the July riots. We had an Exemplar five of our properties were looted and damaged. All four out of the five have been rebuilt. And so we've been just been focusing on getting the business up and running again. Despite the backdrop of all of that, our growth in distributions of 38% is without a doubt the highlight of the results. Our LTV just over 35%. And the business is in good shape. We've got strong growth in our turnovers, our anchor tenants, our line shops, or everyone trading well. Our vacancies are significantly down from a year before that. So, there's very few matrices that one can look at when one looks at the business as it stands at the moment that we can say, well, we'd like to be doing better in this or that aspect. I think where the business stands at the moment and, kind of where we're poised to be taking it, we're on a very good foundation now. So I'm certainly excited for, where we are now. We have had good results behind us. And, when we listed 3 years ago, we were new kids on the block, although the next year, March, the business will be 40 years old, McCormick Property Development, which is kind of, it was the mother company that gave birth to Exemplar 4 years ago. Mm. And I'm certainly excited with, what's the wind under the wings that we've been given through the listing of Exemplar and our ability to really roll out the pipeline that McCormick's got, as well as leveraging on the institutional knowledge that we've got as a team in terms of our asset management. I'm certainly looking forward to leveraging that a lot more as well going forward. As we keep on looking for acquisitions and alternate ways to grow the portfolio, beyond just what MPD can provide in terms of its development pipeline.
Talking development pipeline, Jason, clearly the group still sees opportunity for expansion, having opened a Mall of Tembisa, for example, in 2020 in the peak of the pandemic. Also, several other developments are on the go currently. Where is Exemplar investing and what are the drivers behind these developments, because you still have, perhaps it's the more urban shopping center funds saying we overdeveloped, we have too many malls, there's no more opportunities, but clearly you don't see that.
Well, yeah, no, clearly I don't, otherwise I'd be doing something else. Certainly we've been seeing how our areas have been developing, over a long period of time. We've seen the impact that our developments have on communities that we've developed 30 plus years ago. And so, it always pulls us back in to do more in areas that need the kind of development mental interventions that we bring when we bring our development. So certainly the pipeline is very long. It's something that I've worked on extensively and very personally, very closely over my time. I've been at the company 20 years now. And we've put a lot of time into developing that pipeline. You quite rightly said Mall of Tembisa is our biggest ever development in a single phase at 45,000 square meters in Clayville, and Tembisa was opened just, in 2020. We then did Flagstaff as McCormick property in the Eastern Cape. We've got a big focus on the Eastern Cape. There's no doubt about that. We've got a number of schemes that we are having the pipeline there with Adutra in leasing at the moment. And so the Eastern Cape is somewhere that we are strategically looking at. About 10 years ago, strategically focused on the Gauteng townships, given the rural-urban migration that was happening and the growth rates that we've seen. And that's led to developments like we've got in Mamelodi coming up now, in Tembisa that you just mentioned. Mamelodi will open the 27th of October this year. Mm. It's the development with Putprop. It's about almost 17,000 square meters leasable area. Then the very next day we open almost 19 and some change thousand square meters GLA in Kwabaka, which is the old Mount Freer in the Eastern Cape. And then another 3 weeks after that, we'll open Bizana Walk, also in the Eastern Cape. So both Bizana Walk and Idutra, Kwabaka Mall, are the first two developments being done within Exemplar. It's a bit of a change of tack from our stated intention on listing, where the guys said they didn't want us to take development risk. When I say the guys, the analysts and the business community at large, said they didn't want us to put too much development risk into the business. And now the guys that are on the sidelines saying, well, you want to get our interest. I'd like to see you guys doing more developments in Exemplar itself, because we've certainly got the ability to kind of add that development yield to add a bit more cream to the fund.
Just a ballpark figure in terms of development pipeline for Exemplar in specifically, but obviously you're also involved with McCormick Property Development, and that company also has its own pipeline in a way, which doesn't only include township, but also some urban property plays.
Yeah, 100%. So all I can really speak on in terms of development opportunities within Exemplar are the two that I've mentioned, and the other that we do mention in our annual report, which is Bawani Mall, and that's a new CBD we're developing near Toyandu. So those are the ones that I can speak of in Exemplar. In terms of McCormick Property, I can be fairly specific. We've got 28 secured projects. It's always said that we've got over 30. Well, we're developing. We'll open three of those this year, so I've taken them out of that list. We've got 28 secured developments with 536,000 square meters worth of rights for those, and those are all rural and township retail schemes. So that's all secured in MPD, in McCormick Property Development, with obviously the Exemplar has the rights to take over any of those, first right.
And with Exemplar specifically, what is the value ballpark figure for that development pipeline?
The ballpark figure, I'd say half a big bar. Okay. I can't speak. No, it'll be more than that. It'll be 700.
Okay.
Somewhere. I'm just guessing right now. So don't. Fortunately, our shares are so illiquid. Nothing that I say is price sensitive.
But it's in there with if you look at the different developments, you can total it up. I might have caught you off guard there, but I know you're juggling several developments at the moment. But thanks for that, Jason. Turning to a little bit of, the bad news from last year, which shocked South Africa, the whole riots in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Several property companies were affected, but retailers as well. With Exemplar, you mentioned in your results that I think around 5 were affected, but 4 are opened. Mm-hmm. Give us an update on the portfolio in terms of what's happening from that perspective. I know that, for example, the Greater Edendale Mall was the worst affected and virtually totally gutted.
Where is that
sitting at the moment? And maybe give us some insight in terms of how much being reinvested there to open that mall. I would gather you would have got some sort of payouts from Sasria and others.
Yeah, 100%. So we, as we mentioned in the annual report, we were fully insured, and we did reach that settlement with Sasria. It wasn't the full amount that we wanted, but anyway, it we were willing to settle on a lesser amount so that we could get paid out in full once and for all, and then just literally be masters of our own destiny and finish as quickly as we could the building program. The Great Edendale Mall is the only development that hasn't fully reopened. It hasn't opened at all. It was well over 231 million rands worth of damage, to be precise. Mm. And the first phase will open in August this year. It'll be about 11,000 square meters with Boxer anchoring that, Boxer and Clicks anchoring that phase. The second phase will be open before Christmas. We are aiming for the week before Black Friday. That will be about another 12,000 square meters. And the main aim is to bring all the food, the groceries. That will bring ShopRite and a lot of the services back in, the financial services. The final phase will be completed by April next year, which will bring a full almost 30,000 square meters GLA back online. And that's the main fashion run. So we're kind of bringing the essential goods and services back first, and leaving the, let's call it non-essentials, but the more clothing related stuff that will all open early next year. Then we'll be up and running 100% in terms of the damage that was caused. It was, as you rightly said, was five developments. 24.4% of our portfolio was damaged or destroyed in 3 days in July. It was a hell of a stressful time for all of us, but I tell you, the team pulled together incredibly well, and I'm looking forward to, having to rebuild 5 shopping centres, and we're opening 3 this year. We opened Flagstaff last year with all the difficulty with supply chain and everything else. Opening 45,000 under lockdown, we've been through a hell of a lot. So it's because I'm really excited for the what's to come, because we've got really an incredible time on our development timeline coming up over the next couple of years. Some really amazing developments that we've taken 10 years, 5 years, 7 years to put together that are all now ready for development. So it's nice. We've gone to school and university and done our doctorate in unforeseen events over the past 2.5 years. I'm looking forward to what we can do, going forward. And I think if we speak again next year, it should hopefully be more of the same. God willing, we don't have any of these, shocks to the system.
Turning to a little bit more positive side of things here, I know Exemplar pretty well. I didn't do my story on Tembisa Mall, but Tembisa is quite a success story there. But Exemplar has close relationships with many communities that it operates in. With Tembisa Mall, for example, the community and taxi owners defended the mall in a way last year. I saw a press release that you sent out when those issues were happening in South Africa. Perhaps you want to expand on this, as the group has several community-linked initiatives, from things like urban farming to entrepreneurial development. Maybe you can give us highlights of some of the initiatives that Exemplar does beyond building the actual malls.
No, 100%. I think we've always been a very community-focused organization from the earliest days when my father first started McCormick Property. Depths of Apartheid, being the first kind of like white developer to go and try and develop in what was termed at the time the homelands, and working with the local communities to gain their trust, working with them to recycle business and create local microeconomies that would ultimately help self-sustain these new CBD nodes that were being created you know, far away from where, you know, people could previously get goods and services. So I think, you know, working with communities from before we even lay our first brick on the development side and going forward on the asset management phase of the business has always been critical in terms of what we do. I think since, you know, speaking Exemplar specifically, since we listed, we've run over close on 250 various CSI initiatives, you know, over 21 million rand worth of CSI spend that we've contributed into various projects, and that's accelerating as we go with this, you know, this new CSG funding that we've got. We'll be able to accelerate a lot of what we're doing with the communities. I think the Tembisa thing that you mentioned, that they protected, was just one of many examples where we did have worked with the community to help protect the malls. So certainly without the communities, Tembisa included, Alex included, Kabukweni, Tsakani, there's a number of them where the guys came out in support. As I say, I then make debt of gratitude. In terms of other exciting stuff, and we're always working on new things, ways to work with communities. So urban agriculture is something that's really close to my heart. We've got the Rio Hola, where we're now installing new shade tunnels for them, so they can expand their business in Tembisa. The Tembisa as well, we're seeing an expansion of the Kazi Collab, which is a township designers emporium, where we're empowering local Tembisa, local artisans, clothing designers, with free space at the main entrance of Tembisa. That's being rolled out across our portfolio. Next is at Edendale Mall in Mamelodi Square will be the next. We're also working with Growth Point to bring a Kazi Collab to their Alberton City Mall. We've got the family and Exemplar's big on education, so we've invested heavily into Tuto Life, Tuto.life, which is basically micro education courses where people can for free do over 300 courses, get certificates, and we're giving people access to that. The Yes program at Alex Moore, we did a partnership there with the Yes for Youth, and we've got a hub there at Alex Moore with only about 220 people have gone through that program since it's been opened, and we've now opened the first two phases of that. We rebuilt two houses that burnt down for elderly people. We've got another one coming up. We're rebuilding a school admin block. We're refitting lights in hospitals. There's ongoing. It's it's every day of the week. We've got something different. You know, there are, and that's over and above equity schemes for local business people, preferential space for local businesses within the shopping center, subsidized rent for local businesses and business owners, SMMEs within our shopping centers, where we'll forego putting a national tenant in to keep a local business person who will subsidize because they've got some sort of service that they provide to the local community. Yeah, too many for me to always think of now, but as I say, we do a hell of a lot, and you know, we are, as we continue looking to ways to expand our relationships and our networks with our communities, and to empower them towards ownership of the mall and ancillary businesses, you know, around the fringes of the mall and within the mall itself.
Lastly, Jason, turning things back to corporate, Exemplar is listed on the JSE, but it's a tightly held fund. Are there any plans for capital raises or to broaden its investor base? Despite its sector-topping performance, it's not the most liquid fund out there. And I suppose it's not necessarily an issue for you, but I'm sure there's wannabe investors that would want to get a bite of the action.
No, 100%. You know, it was something that a financial analyst warned me years ago. They said eventually it'll be like bees around the honeypot, and we've certainly started to hear the humming. There's a lot of people that are asking us, you know, when are you going to do something with it? Obviously, you know, financials with an LTV of 35%. At this time, there's no pressing issues. But in the same breath, obviously, we are going to want to start doing more with the fund. We didn't list just because we enjoyed governance. Ultimately, you know, upon listing, I spoke to all the banks and everyone, and I said, listen, you know, this question came up, and I said, from our side, We wanted to get a couple of years of good, solid results behind our name to prove that, you know, we can play in this space as well. You know, we certainly knew we could play in the developmental space, and we've been managing our own stuff, you know, for the past 40 years anyway. But obviously having to step up to the levels of governance required of the listed entity in the JSE. And yeah, we've got that behind us at the moment. At the moment, there's no need for us to be raising capital. Certainly, you know, we'd like to broaden the shareholder base. There's no doubt about it. I don't think, you know, I don't even think there's been 100 shares traded in the past financial year. If that, you know, I'm not sure, because all the free float that exists in Exemp is all partners, of ours in developments that have swapped up. So they know the family, they know the business ethos, they know the track record, the history, and they know a lot of the future. So they understand where we're going, and they don't want to be offloading their stocks. So certainly from our side, it's, you know, we've got over 500,000 square meters in our development pipeline, you know. Just organically, there's going to come a time where we're going to have to tap the market if we're going to bring those into Exemplar, and we're going to have to bring them into Exemplar or offload them out of NPD, because, you know, NPD in itself can't develop, you know, that size of a pipeline without churning its development stock. And, you know, we are looking at some acquisitions, and if those acquisitions, you know, come off, then there's no doubt that would be a moment that would allow us then to go and tap the markets, obviously at the right price. We're certainly not going to go to the markets when we need the money, because otherwise you will know what happens with the pricing. So, you know, at the right time, at the right price, certainly we'd like to get in, a pool of retail investors so that there is a genuine free float, plus one or two institutional investors that have a slightly longer term view, and that are willing to come along, you know, the ride with us. But as I say, at the moment we are sitting comfortably. There's no need for us to be chasing equity at the moment with a 35% LTV. But, you know, that can all change with one acquisition. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
That was Jason McCormick, CEO of JSE-listed Exemplar Retail.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu, brought to you by Brawl Property Group. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.